Chapter 4. The Manse Children. Aunt Martha might be and was a very poor housekeeper. The Reverend John Knox Meredith might be and was a very absent-minded, indulgent man. But it could not be denied that there was something very homelike and lovable about the Glen St. Mary Manse, in spite of its untidiness. Even the critical housewives of the Glen felt it, and were unconsciously mellowed in judgment because of it. Perhaps its charm was in part due to accidental circumstances. The luxuriant vines clustering over its grey, clapboarded walls, the friendly acacias and balm of Gileads that crowded about it with the freedom of old acquaintance, and the beautiful views of harbour and sand dunes from its front windows. But these things had been there in the reign of Mr. Meredith's predecessor, when the manse had been the primmest, neatest, and dreariest house in the Glen. So much of the credit must be given to the personality of its new inmates. There was an atmosphere of laughter and comradeship about it. The doors were always open, and inner and outer worlds joined hands. Love was the only law in Glen St. Mary Manse. The people of his congregation said that Mr. Meredith spoiled his children. Very likely he did. It is certain that he could not bear to scold them. "They have no mother," he used to say to himself with a sigh, when some unusually glaring peccadillo forced itself upon his notice. But he did not know half of their goings-on. He belonged to the sect of dreamers. The windows of his study looked out on the graveyard, but as he paced up and down the room, reflecting deeply on the immortality of the soul, he was quite unaware that Jerry and Carl were playing leapfrog hilariously over the flat stones in that abode of dead Methodists. Mr. Meredith had occasional acute realizations that his children were not so well looked after, physically or morally, as they had been before his wife died, and he had always a dim subconsciousness that house and meals were very different under Aunt Martha's management from what they had been under Cecilia's. For the rest, he lived in a world of books and abstractions, and therefore...